I really think, though, at the end of the hearing yesterday, by the way, where was Devin Archer?
Where was Hunter?
Where was baby boy, crackhead Hunter Biden? He said, I will only testify if you make it a public hearing. Open to the public and broadcast. Okay, well, it was open to the public. C-SPAN ran the whole darn thing. We were watching Fox News in and out yesterday, and they ran most of it. I imagine that MSNBC and the usual suspects in the Moloch stream media. See, I came up with a new one here for you. It was my commitment every day to come up with a neologism for you people. On Tuesday, it was Maltitia James. Well, somebody sent me, I did get an email yesterday, and a listener goes like, dude, love the Maltitia James. I'm using it. I'm going to give you full credit, but I'm using Maltitia James. Well, here's another one, MSM. You can still call it the MSM. It's the Molochian stream or Molochian Satanist media. You pick. But it is the MSM. The MSM was in complete and total meltdown shock yesterday because they don't know what to do with this. They don't know what to do with the fact that there were people that actually went to Congress and went like, acted all like testify and gave like testimony and stuff and presented all this like evidence. I think the whole hearing, though, can be encapsulated in Mr. Bobulinski's, in the final moments of his testimony yesterday, when Chairman Comer said, Mr. Bobulinski, is there anything that you wish to tell this committee that you may not have covered yet? And Bobulinski said, yes, there is. And he said, I'm going to paraphrase because we will play you the digital media file later. He said that I want to know how. How is it possible that the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, how did the Chinese Communist Party infiltrate the highest office that's not communist? Well, we didn't think it was. The supposedly not highest, not pinko commie office, although it is now under Biden, there is a communist in there. How did they infiltrate the highest office in the world without firing a shot? I think that is a really profound question. And he goes on to say, he's looking at the most of the Democrats threw their hissy fits and walked out, basically, is what happened yesterday. But he's looking at the few Democrats that remain, and he goes, I want to ask you Democrats, does none of this matter to you? Do you not care? I thought we were doing this because it was a threat to national security. Now, whatever you think about the term national security, whatever you think about national security, there are instances where there are bad people out there that do wish to do harm to the people and to the government and the economy and the civilization known as the United States of America. I mean, there are real threats out there. Everything is not made up. Everything is not right-wing conspiracy. There are real threats, and one of them is communism. You know, for my listeners out there that are new listeners, man, welcoming all of you aboard our flagship station, 1010 WXKG in Atlanta. I know every day that goes by that we are on this 50,000-watt flamethrower, somebody is scanning through the dial and is popping upon the Mike Church Show, and sooner or later, we're going to get some mass going here. Let me just tell you something about communism that no other radio host in the actual mainstream, not the Malachi and Satan media, in the actual real MSM is going to tell you. For a variety of reasons. One, they probably don't know it, especially if they've made it to the upper echelon. Secondly, they may not, if they do know it or they may have heard it, they may think it's inconsequential. It's not inconsequential. When communism reared its ugly, satanic head in the 1840s, where it began in the 1830s, with, I forget the French guy's name, and then Marx and Engels come along, and then they codify it into writing with the Communist Manifesto and this stuff. When socialism first and then communism rears its ugly head in the old country, in Europe, in the 1850s, a couple of things happen. First of all, the mother of Jesus Christ appears. She appears to a poor French girl named Bernadette Soubirous, and she tells her that Europe, that France is going to have awful times, and all of Europe, all of what remains of Christendom is going to be destroyed if this new evil that's coming isn't dealt with. From then, every pope, whether you're Catholic or not, does not matter. Every pope from Pope Pius IX, every pope on, calls communism an intrinsic evil and writes these things called encyclicals about it. So you have the largest Christian denomination church in the world, the Catholic Church, with the Pope at its head, his titular head, the Vicar of Christ, as we Catholics call him. You have a succession of 8 popes in a row say that communism is the greatest threat to humanity since Lucifer. That it is communism that ultimately will be what destroys man here on earth, if it's not met head on. So when people, back in the 80s, when I was coming up, when I was a young man and President Reagan was president, I think people had almost like a built-in commie-dar, if you will. You know, some people have gay-dar. I think people, Americans by and large, had commie-dar kind of built in. Or as my old friend Mark Kresles used to say, kind of baked in. And I think most people were in agreement, unless you were a left-hard, that communism was a really bad thing. And Americans, we was good and proud to the core. We was apple pie and mom and baseball and all that. We ain't commies. I think that has waned to the point where it's very, very dangerous that we face Chinese communism is real, folks. Watch that movie on Amazon, One Child Nation. As a matter of fact, you won't even be able to watch the whole film, One Child Nation. It's about the Chinese Communist Party basically outlawing daughters. And women are only allowed to have one child. The rest of them are aborted away. Their brainwashing is so complete. And they have perfected the art of brainwashing and suggesting, getting to your population by suggesting that they do things. They have perfected to the point where Chinese women no longer question the one-child nation policy. There are women that they show in this movie where they boast and brag. One woman, like, what, she have 100? How many abortions was it? 23?
Yeah.
I think it was 23 abortions. And the guy that's doing the film, you can see the camera start shaking because he can't believe what he's hearing. And now, I say all this because I don't think people are conscious. When we say China, you know, Al Rushbo used to say the Chi-Coms. When you say the Chinese Communist Party, they are the successor of Lenin and Stalin. They are the successor of Khrushchev and Brezhnev and the Red Soviet Communist Party. They are as vicious. They kill as many people. They are as large a threat to humanity as anything that the Soviet Union ever did. The North Koreans are communists as well, but they're not nearly as powerful and obviously and large as the Chinese. But this threat of communism is real. Now, I don't think that it's real to the point where the Chi-Coms are going to sail across the ocean and invade, but they don't have to. And I think that's Paul Belinsky's point. Is that the Chinese communists are here. You know, it's not a day that goes by where we don't do a story or hear of a story where, and I think that all states should do this. My state of Louisiana should do this, where states aren't talking about, well, should we allow Chi-Coms to own property in our state? No, not no, but hell no.
Absolutely not.
You should not allow this. So I truly believe that this is real. And folks, you watched this hearing yesterday. And I'm telling you, half of the United States Oh, you know, I'm not going to give the Democrats that much credit. A third of the United States are either communist. Yes, I said that. They are either communist or they want to be communist or they don't care if they become communist. That is a, that should be, Bobulinski says it, that is, should be an absolutely horrifying thought. Especially for people that spend their lives in pro-life, working in pro-life causes and volunteering their time, even maybe even offering their home up. No, don't abort the baby. Joe and I will take it in. You don't understand what you're playing with here. Communism killed because it's Satanism. It is the absence of God. And I think that we have done a rotten job in these United States in the last 30 years of educating people about what communism, what is it? It is the enemy of Christianity. It is anathema. It's kryptonite to Christianity. Christianity is kryptonite to it.